Just anything like that, any peas, beets, anything like that. You grow them in a...
You just throw them in a pot and cook them.
I was saying about the things that you grow in a garden. What are they called?
Well, now you've got garden peas, and then you've got, like you grow in a garden, you've got onions, and you've got lettuce.
But if you had to class them all together,
you'd make
one type of food,
you'd
get vitamins, I would say. On every dinner, you should have at least a meat, a bread, and a what?
A glass of milk?
No, it's a type of food that grows in a garden.
Well, now,
it's a general term, starts with a B.
Beets?
Or no, veg.
Huh?
It's a general type of food, vegetable.
Well, it's, a vegetable, and it will begin with a B,
but if you have more than one vegetable, you've got several.
You say vegetable.
Okay, that's the word I was looking for. And they grow in a
garden.
Okay. Now what if sometimes you have corn and outside is
shell?
You use lye to take the shell off or to eat
a hominy.
Yeah,
that's hominy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are the different types of hominy? Or isn't there another word for hominy?
Well, it's hominy grits.
And how is hominy grits different from plain hominy?
Well, hominy grits is fine, something like corn, coarse, real coarse meal.
Well, is grits ground up hominy? Or
I imagine it would be something like ground up hominy. All you have to do then is just and lots of them. It's just, imagine lots of where you have to cook them. Like you've got a grit that you just make in hot water, and you got something you have to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And you call it hominy grits. I imagine it would be made out of hominy, ground up hominy.
But the hominy is the whole
kernel. And they're dried. That's called hominy, has a whole kernel form. It's been run through lye water to take the hull off of it,
mm-hmm.
and to tender it.
What do you call a food that it's usually, sometimes it's grown in the Orient a lot. It's almost the main thing they eat. It's white. They eat it with chopsticks.
That's right.
Okay. And are there any names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages?
Well, I'm assuming you mean how did you say that one?
It's alcoholic beverages that are not tax-paid. It's illegal.
Oh, that's moonshine.
Okay. What if it's not of very high quality and it's made under unsanitary conditions and something that could possibly kill you or blind you?
Oh, that's ice used in some phrases, white lightning, and in some phrases called a booze, and then black pot.
Okay. But something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose. You might say just it.
Don't that smell good?
Or you'd say just it.
Yeah, just smell it.
Okay. You can crush the cane and boil the juice and make...
You can make syrup.
Or something thicker than that. Made just with sugar cane.
Well, that's syrup. A sorghum.
Something that you have on pancakes. Starts with an M.
That's molasses.
Okay. Let's see. Now what's the difference in syrup and molasses?
No difference.
No difference?
No difference.
Okay.